Why is this something that should be important to people? Why is this something that should be keepsakes for people to have?
The reason to save political memorabilia is very simple. Is we remember our past and where we've come from, whether it's from the origins of the teddy bear, which has its connections to Teddy Roosevelt, or Watergate, or President Obama's groundbreaking election to the White House. This is history you can hold in your hand. It's not a dusty textbook. It connects people with events. And heck, it's a fun hobby. It is amazing to see the variety of color and the explosion of red, white, and blue and stars. You know, when you look out over all the tables at this show, it's overwhelming. And it's not just political buttons. It's pop culture buttons. It's posters, banners, bumper stickers, photographs, in some cases, ceramic. I mean, again, before the invention of celluloid and the button, ways to market your candidate included all manner of material.
This sounds like something that's uniquely American. Is that what it is? Is this kind of an American thing that we do, is the buttons and the plates?
The political button is an American original. It's as American as baseball and the skyscraper and jazz. It's one of those things that we can hold high. They have buttons in other countries, but we were the originator. The first political election that had celluloid buttons was 1896, and we just celebrated the birthday of the invention of the political the celluloid button.
What are the most valuable items? Are these the items that of political candidates who won? Are these the folks who didn't win? You know, what's the most valuable stuff you've seen?
When it comes to value, the winners are not necessarily the most valuable collectibles. In some cases, the losers can have more valuable buttons. A good example of that is in 1920, when James Cox and a young Franklin Delano Roosevelt ran on the Democratic ticket. The Democratic Party at the time did not have a lot of resources to pay for buttons. So there are very few buttons that were made with both the pictures of Cox and Roosevelt. A lot of buttons came out with their names, a slogan button, but the buttons that have their pictures, both pictures on them, are quite scarce. We think of them as sort of the holy grail in button collecting. In recent memory, those buttons have sold between $20,000 and $25,000. That's just for a piece of celluloid and metal the size of a nickel.
Talking about the importance, the cultural significance of this merchandise, of these items, you know, where do you go from here? How do you spread the word of the importance of this?
Well, it's very interesting. You would be surprised how many new collectors have gotten in to the hobby because of the interest in both Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. And a lot of people who collect Bernie Sanders stuff want to see what else is out there. A lot of creativity went into the manufacture of his pins. It actually rivals the creativity of George McGovern's pins from 1972. Anti-war movement, psychedelic colors, but as far as cultural significance, people are passionate about their candidate or their theme. There's a woman in Santa Barbara who collects first ladies. There's somebody that collects anti-war. There's somebody who collects suffrage. So there's lots of different slices of this pie. And as members of the American Political Items Collectors, we're uniquely poised to preserve American history, display it, share it, and also give people the opportunity to buy it.